Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Nearly 300 people killed in bombings in Sri Lanka. We've got the story.
Police investigating fatal stabbing in southeast Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. After a beautiful Easter weekend, the weather stays nice again today. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
House fire this morning in East Wichita. Around 4:30, firefighters were called to 802 South Bluff. They found fire in an apartment above the garage. The blaze was under control in about 15 minutes' time. No injuries reported. Red Cross has been asked to assist two adults and four children.
Police investigating an armed robbery this morning in West Wichita about 5:30 in the morning at a Valero station, 800 block of South Meridian. Police are looking for a pair of male suspects, one of them armed with a handgun.
A series of explosions killed 290 people in Sri Lanka Easter Sunday. Sky News' Neville Lazarus reports from the capital city of Colombo.
The international airport was locked down for quite a few hours because they found a suspect package there. After some time, it was we heard a loud noise, a loud blast, and it was a controlled explosion off that device. So all across the city, they've been searching and looking for any such suspicious package which was left behind by the terror groups and the teams that have coordinated these attacks all across the city, on the outskirts of the city. We know the police have told us that 24 suspects have been arrested.
More than two dozen foreigners were among those killed, including several Americans.
Wichita police are investigating a stabbing that left one man dead early yesterday at a home in the 3400 block of East Munger. Police found a man in his 40s dead with multiple stab wounds. Investigators are interviewing witnesses to determine what led up to the stabbing. So far, no arrests have been made.
An investigation is ongoing in Butler County after a body was found at El Rito Lake.
Sheriff Kelly Herzit tells KSN News the body was up against a bank and found by two fishermen around 5:30 Saturday evening. The body appears to be that of a man but is unrecognizable. Herzit says the body has been taken to the Sedgwick County Forensic Science Center and more information may be available on Monday. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Two people are dead after a motorcycle crash in Barber County, northwest of Medicine Lodge along River Road. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the driver was headed southeast when a vulture came out of the north ditch and struck him in the head. He went off the road into the north ditch, struck a barbed wire fence, and overturned. Highway Patrol reports the driver, 42-year-old Brandon Husband of Fowler, was dead at the scene. Passenger, 43-year-old Jennifer Husband of Fowler, died later at Wesley Medical Center in Wichita.
The director of the Topeka Zoo says a zookeeper who was attacked by a Sumatran tiger remains in intensive care, but her prognosis for recovery is good. The zookeeper was attacked Saturday while in the outdoor tiger habitat of Sanjeev, a 7-year-old male tiger. Zoo Director Brendan Wiley says the zookeeper remained in intensive care yesterday but could be transferred out of the unit soon.
A new Kansas law will reduce the number of required safety drills in public and private schools only a year after lawmakers mandated crisis drills to prepare for active shooters and other threats.
The measure, recently signed by Governor Laura Kelly, mandates 9 safety drills each school year. 4 drills must be for fires, 2 for tornadoes, and 3 for crisis lockdowns. Schools had been required to have 16 drills a year, including 9 crisis drills. The change takes effect in July. Some educators and lawmakers said the frequency of emergency exercises added to students' anxiety and took away from class time. The Kansas Association of School Boards and State Fire Marshal's Office supported the change. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Gasoline prices jumped over the past 2 weeks. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
gasoline prices are still on the rise. In this case, a little faster than in the previous 2 weeks. It's up 13 cents over 2 weeks to 291, and it's up 60 cents since early January.
Over the past 2 weeks, the San Francisco Bay Area had the highest price for a gallon of regular gasoline at $4.04. Baton Rouge, Louisiana had the lowest price at $2.45. Gas prices in the Wichita area are averaging around $2.62 per gallon. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We'll check in with a former Wichita State Shocker in the NBA playoffs. It's coming up in sports.
The FBI has arrested the leader of an armed New Mexico militia group that detained migrants at the border. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. The FBI has arrested the leader of an armed New Mexico militia group that detained migrants at the border.
Customs and Border Protection says it does not endorse private groups taking law enforcement matters into their own hands, saying that the interference could have public safety and legal consequences for all involved.
Fox's Jeff Paul reporting. Larry Mitchell Hopkins was arrested on charges of being a felon in possession of firearms. He will make his initial court appearance today in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Today is Earth Day.
Earth Day is the one day we try to make everybody mindful of environmental issues, urging people around the globe to take part in activities intended to care for the natural world. It's a big hit in schools, usually. The idea for Earth Day was hatched in 1969 at a conference for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization taking place in San Francisco. The U.S. started a bona fide Earth Day a year later, but by 1990, more than 140 nations adopted the service-style holiday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Of course, everything's bigger in Texas, and that includes its major cities.
New numbers from the Census Bureau show the Dallas-Fort Worth area leads American cities in new residents from 2017 to 2018. The region also adding more than a million since 2010. Houston saw a mass migration of new residents as well, along with its surrounding cities. Dallas and Houston are now the fourth and fifth most populous metropolitan areas nationwide, behind only New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. With Steve and Ted.
We have a traffic accident. Want to avoid the area. It's Tyler Road, north of 29th Street North. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a partly cloudy sky in south central Kansas, temperatures should be near 70 at noontime, 75 for the high later on this afternoon. A cool front is going to be drifting in, turning winds around to the north. We may see a few scattered showers overnight, our low near 50. Rain chances at 40% on Tuesday, tomorrow cooler and 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, we've got a north wind at gusting to 21 miles per hour, 64 degrees. And in the past hour, that wind has shifted from a slight wind from the south now to north and gusting up to 21 miles per hour. So a little bit of a shift in the weather this morning with Steve and Ted. Now 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. Of course, the Mueller report has been released. And over the weekend, Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, has been talking to people about that and what his opinion is. And with us this morning, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
And Giuliani is saying that it's accepting information from the Russians is okay, or at least nothing wrong with it?
Yeah, he's saying it's nothing against the law when it comes to accepting information from Russia. And he's also saying that if he were advised in a campaign, that he probably would advise against it because just out of an abundance of caution. Of course, those comments raising eyebrows. I mean, obviously, Robert Mueller in his report, Volume 1, found no evidence that the Trump campaign or any U.S. person coordinated with Russia during the 2016 campaign. And so as far as legal trouble for the president in that regard, there is none. But Giuliani saying that certainly caught people's attention. In particular, I guess it was on CNN's State of the Union, Jake Tapper was pushing back and saying, isn't this at least immoral? And then Giuliani kind of went after Republican Senator Mitt Romney, because he's pretty much the only Republican I've seen that tweeted out anything negative about the president since the report came out, saying that he was disgusted by what he saw, some of what he saw in the report, that the Trump campaign was least willing to receive dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russians. And Giuliani called him a hypocrite and said he probably would have done the same thing. So this is all part of the White House's effort to stay ahead of the story. It's my understanding, Steve, that they're going to be releasing a 40-page rebuttal to the Mueller report. So at least it's not 400-and-something pages like the actual report is.
I wonder how many Americans will actually try to read or look at least part of the actual Mueller report. I bet not too many.
I'm wondering myself, although it seemed like a lot of people were downloading it and trying to get a grasp on it, but it also appears that people have retreated to their political corners after its release. I mean, I've made my way through a good portion of it, but keep in mind, it's about as long as Stephen King's The Shining. Mm. But any kind of good book, I can probably down in a weekend if I get sucked into it. And this is written in a very compelling way. There's not all that much legalese. You can skip over that if that's too boring for you. But a lot of these scenes are written in a way that you can almost see them playing out.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland commenting on Mr. Giuliani and his comments over the weekend about the Mueller report. 8:12 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it was a warm, windy day across central Kansas for Easter Sunday. I don't think if you were doing an Easter egg hunt, the Easter eggs would have blown away. But we had a wind gust in Wichita up to 48 miles per hour. And the normal high, yesterday's high was 82. Normal high is 69. On this date in 1944, from the 22nd through the 24th, the Little Arkansas River was not so little. It rose to extremely high levels in Wichita, where it flooded around 2,000 homes. Flooding along the Walnut River covered much of Winfield at the same time. And I'm talking about the fact that I live in that neighborhood, very close to where the Arkansas, Little Arkansas and the Big Arkansas come together. And Little Arkansas runs basically through our neighborhood. And I know from people I've talked to who lived in Riverside in those days that flooding was something that happened. My wife tells me that she remembers a time, this would have been in the 50s, when her dad went out with the men of Riverside and filled sandbags and actually, put them up down by the river to keep things from flooding their homes. And, of course, after that, after the big ditch, or they call it the Big Mitch now, was dug, that has alleviated those problems. We don't have flooding in Riverside anymore.
That was an event where 6 inches of rain basically fell in one day in Wichita.
If that happens, it'd be hard to handle
bad.
All that water.
Yep.
Yeah. The Philadelphia Flyers removed a statue of the late singer Kate Smith outside NHL team's arena Sunday, 2 days after covering it amid allegations of racism against the 1930 star with a popular recording of God Bless America. The NHL principle, hockey is for everyone, is at the heart of everything the Flyers stand for, Flyers president Paul Holmgren said in a statement. As a result, we cannot stand idle while material from another era gets in the way of who we are today. Friday, the Flyers said Smith's God Bless America recording had been removed from their library following baseball's New York Yankees. Yankees suspended use of Smith's recording during the seventh inning stretch amid conflicting claims about several of her songs, including a 1939 song, That's Why the Darkies Were Born. The tune originated in the 1931 Broadway revue, George White's Scandals, and was considered satire at the time. Smith's likeness also appears in a 1939 ad that heavily uses the Mammy caricature, one of the most well-known racist depictions of black women. So, things that happened, 70, 80, 90 years ago are now all of a sudden relevant, I guess. I can understand the sensitivity, but the God Bless America by Kate Smith, it brings chills to me, Ted, every time she sings it, and regardless of who sings it, that's a neat song. I don't think so. I'm just, I don't know. Sometimes we overdo it.
No longer part of the repertoire at athletic events.
Political correctness. 8:15 now, Stephen Ten. You heard our story probably this morning about statewide required safety drills. Apparently, there are a lot of them. I was looking at the list, and they want these kids drilling a lot for things like possible shooters, weather. What else? I guess that's primarily what they want them to drill for. I remember fire drills and tornado drills when I was a kid. Tornado drills, not so much, but fire drills.
Oh, yeah.
Line up and go stand outside for a while and then come back.
And then come back in.
And everybody said, and everybody cut up and laughed and got in trouble. So, but we want to keep the kids and the educators knowing what to do in case something comes up. But I'll tell you what, if it does, a lot of times you just, everything you thought of goes out the window unless you're really, really well schooled in what to do. But, I understand the legislature. They've mandated these drills, and they want to keep the kids and the educators safe. So good luck to you on your drills, and probably they'll start in doing all that schedule next year. I mean, this school year is almost over. It is 8:16 now, Steve and Ted. And, Ted, a big sports weekend as far as the Royals are concerned. They were playing in the Big Apple in New York City, right?
Yeah, Easter weekend, the Royals making their annual visit to Yankee Stadium. Kansas City taking on the Yankees yesterday. The Royals won the series opener back on Thursday, lost on Friday and Saturday, trying to get a split of the series yesterday. For a while, that did not look possible. The Yankees had a 5-0 lead, but then the Royals put up 6 runs in the top of the 8th inning for the lead. Couldn't hold on to the lead, though. Royals gave up a run in the 8th, did hold the Yankees down in the 9th, so this game would go into the extra innings. Here's some of the action from the bottom of the 10th inning. Yeah, you kind of see what's coming here on the Yankees Radio Network.
And Kennedy deals. Breaking ball hit in the air to deep right center. That will win the game. It's over Hamilton's head. Scoring is Tuchman. He hits home plate. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Michael Kay.
Yeah.
slightly grating. The Yankees beat the Royals 7-6 in 10 innings. The Royals lineup struck out 20 times yesterday among the 30 outs they recorded. So Royals weren't exactly putting the ball into play a whole lot. 53 strikeouts by the Royals lineup in that four-game series. Kansas City drops 3 out of 4 in New York. Next up for the Royals, finishing up the road trip in Tampa against the Rays. First place, Tampa Bay Rays. You can hear that one at 6 o'clock tonight. Listen live to the Royals and the Rays on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. St. Louis Cardinals win yesterday on Easter Sunday. They beat the New York Mets in St. Louis, 6-4. Cardinals have won 3 out of their last 4. They're just a game behind the first-place Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League Central. We'll talk Shocker Baseball tonight, the weekly edition of the WSU Baseball Coaches Show with head coach Todd Butler. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Broadcasting live at AJ's Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. Shockers are in 7th place in the American Conference right now. Shocks won 2 out of 3 on the weekend against Central Florida at X Stadium. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs yesterday. The Toronto Raptors in Orlando taking on the Magic. And the Raptors romp to a big road win. Coming off the bench for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker Fred VanVleet. Dishing out the nice assists. Here it is on the Raptors radio network.
Augustine kicks it to Fournier, loses the ball. Here comes Toronto. 3-on-1. Lowry to VanVleet. Lobs to Siakam for the jam. 102-79. And the Raptor fans in the house showing out Toronto with its biggest lead of the game.
Nice alley-oop there for Fred VanVleet. One of his 4 assists on the game. He also had 9 points, including 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Raptors 107, Orlando 85. The Raptors, for the first time in franchise history, now lead a playoff series 3-1.
Wow.
One win away from moving on to the next round of the playoffs for Fred VanVleet and the Toronto Raptors. That's sports with Steve and Ted. And don't forget, coming up next week, we have Shocker Baseball. It's KNSS night at the ballpark at X Stadium on Tuesday, April 30th against Missouri State. And we've got some 4-packs to give away to lucky listeners. And I'll give away a couple of those 4-packs right now. Call me right now at 869-1330. Callers number 4 and 5 will get you a 4-pack to go see the Shockers on KNSS night next Tuesday at X Stadium.
821 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Still no collusion determined. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.